My name is Karen Staworki. In the Clarity Podcast, we'll explore different ways of seeing. Seeing ourselves, seeing others, seeing the world, and life itself. We'll look at how we relate to ourselves and how we see ourselves in the world. We'll explore how these ways of seeing influence all of our relationships with other people, with time, even with nature. I'm excited to be with you on the journey. Welcome to Clarity. Welcome to this episode of Clarity. My name is Karen Staworki, and I'm your host. In this episode, we explore how we relate to the valleys, roadblocks, thorny patches, and speed bumps in life. Now, what's a given is that life deals us situations that don't unfold as we think, expect, or want. These can be little upsets or nuisances in the grand scheme of things, or much bigger deals. I'll give you an example of each. A little upset that happened to me recently occurred when I was in a week-long workshop. It wasn't a great experience. There was a lack of structure, the objectives were not achieved, sufficient resources weren't available, balls were dropped, and there was an inability to respond and adapt in the moment to improve the situation. Now, a colleague I was in the workshop with became really angry early on, such that the anger consumed them, kind of blinding them. They focused all their attention on everything that was broken about the workshop. "It just sucks," was the consistent refrain I heard, about how much time and investment was involved that they wasted and how they just wanted to leave. You could see the anger and frustration building and building until it was oozing from them. They really couldn't take in any other possibilities. They kind of shut down. It was about everything that was not instead of everything that was or is. Frankly, it kind of made it hard for me to be around them. Now, on another front, a much bigger deal. I have a client who's run up against a very unexpected and really thorny business challenge that was very significant for their company's course. In their professional career, there have been a lot of triumphs and successes, a tremendous amount of wins. And that's in no small part due to their effort, skills, and a very strong will or determination. But in this challenge, they've hit a massive roadblock. Everything that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong, they've lamented. What's also particularly complicated is there's a values clash with the other party, so there's even more activation. And you can understandably see the anger, frustration, and mounting pressure building. And with those emotions flooding, you see a change come over them. My client's tone changes. It becomes more staccato, more clipped. The speed of speech increases faster and faster. There's a sense of impatience. The "everything has gone wrong" refrain. And with that, what's also disappearing is the natural warmth, a magnetism that is his secret sauce in attracting and engaging others. The atmosphere around them changes, and not for the better. So, what's the point of these two stories? How we relate to situations in life, the circumstances and events that are dealt to us, are as important as how we relate to others. Hard situations, those often unexpected and difficult curveballs, are inevitable in this school and adventure we call life. You may have just come out of one. You might be right in the middle of one now. Now, when we run up against these situations, situations that are hard, or as that colleague said, they just suck, what do you do? Well, we have two basic courses of action, and we're at choice between them, even though most of the time, the second course of action, kind of what's behind door number two, it's usually hidden or masked from us. We kind of can't see it. So what's the first course of action? It's the one that most humans default to. Heck, I do it. I'm human. Parts of us look for everything that's wrong about the situation, every reason why it's so bad, why it's not fair. And we focus all of our intention and all of our awareness and our energy on that. Now, that's a choice. Because if we look for why something stinks or is awful or is hard, We find it. We build the stories that we want to tell. When we hold this view and we reinforce this view of a situation, several things start to happen. First, when we tell ourselves a story about how everything is bad or awful or hard about a situation, the storyline itself grows stronger. It builds momentum. Like we're rerouting traffic to a backroads detour, and this detour gets a deeper and deeper groove in our mind. It's harder to get out of it. And in thinking about that story and in telling that story to others, we actually end up getting angrier or more frustrated or more upset or more anxious. Sometimes we want out. Sometimes we want to fight. Sometimes we just freeze feeling totally stuck. Now, another thing that also happens is we build resistance to the situation. And in that resistance, we close our minds to it. We narrow the focus. We can only see things in a particular way, and we can end up disengaging from it instead of engaging it and potentially even shifting the situation. And when we're in that upset energy space, we can unintentionally push people away from us who may actually be able to help us or support the situation. So I could tell you the story of why a given situation was difficult, disappointing, unpleasant, or unfair. But what I offer to you is there's a second choice, another story, and I'll tell you about why it's important. The second choice is in the context of whatever darkness you see in the situation and all of the frustration or anger and anxiety that it brings up for you. Can you find a sliver of light? Just one? One sliver of light, some small kernel of goodness, of support, of help or ease in that situation. Now, that sliver of light may be about yourself and how you're handling it. It might be something about another person involved. It might be about something that's present or not present, or some other attribute or characteristic of a situation. At this moment, we're just looking for one little kernel, one little sliver of light. And can you give that aspect a bit more energy, awareness, and attention? A little bit more oxygen? Why is that important? Because if we can bring our resources of energy, awareness, and attention to the light in a situation and not just the dark, we can start to change our relationship to the situation. We do that because it changes our story of the situation. We expand it. We make it more nuanced. And by doing that, we actually increase our ability to access qualities and capacities that are in all of us. Confidence, calmness, creativity, compassion, connectedness, courage. We all have access to them, but these capacities get blocked when we're hijacked by parts of us that can get really activated, upset or angry or frustrated or anxious. And importantly, it's not about dismissing those parts of us because they usually have a valid reason why they're reacting the way they're reacting. But if we're able to make space in the context of our reaction to be able to access a different view of the situation, what we enable ourselves to do is to tap into more of these inner qualities and resources that will, at minimum, help us navigate that situation with a little bit more ease, taking a little bit less energy and effort from us. Because when we're in a stage of high activation, the parts of us that get angry, frustrated, upset, or anxious, it compromises our ability to relate to the situation using all of what we can bring to bear. Now, there is science behind all this, how our nervous system can be activated by what we're thinking and feeling, and how we shift into an automatic default of fight, flight, or freeze. We become what they call dysregulated. By stepping back from the situation to look at it from a different angle or a wider angle, opening up the aperture like a camera, We allow ourselves to see other facets about the situation and ourselves that can shift our view of it and our ability to deal with it. And in doing so, we tap into the inner capacities to help us re-regulate and shift out of that survival mode into different patterns of thinking and acting that can support us on our way and bring others to us who can help navigate that situation. So if we're facing one of those situations, how can we solve it? How can we navigate it? Notice the story you're telling yourself about it. Does the story have all darkness to it? Or can the story actually include a sliver, a kernel of light? And can you give that light a little bit more oxygen or space? See what shifts for you in doing so and what opens up your relationship to that situation and how you might move through it a little differently. For whatever we look for, we will find. Okay, now let's apply this to you. First, I want you to think about a situation. It could be one that you've just gone through or one that's kind of live right now, and it's just hard or difficult or challenging in some way. The second thing I want you to do is just notice the story that you're telling yourself about the situation. What are the thoughts that come to mind as you think about it? The feelings or emotions that come forward? Do you notice any physical sensations in or around your body? Notice the words that you're using in telling the story, the words that are present and the words that are absent. Notice how you're casting yourself in the story. What are the roles that other people are playing? How narrow are they? Now, I want you to take a step back from the story and put that situation in a room. We're looking at it through a window from a distance instead of being in the heat of it. Can you feel a little bit more distant from that situation now? Now, what we're going to do next is put on your detective cap. And what we're looking for is that tiny sliver of light. As you widen the lens on the situation, can you see something about yourself that could help you navigate through this situation? It might be skills you have, qualities about who you are, experiences you've had in the past, or other capacities that will support you and help you get through this in an easier way. Is there something about who else is involved that could be useful and helpful and supportive to you? Or is there something about the nature of the situation itself, how it's happening, when it's happening, where it's happening, that could offer a little slice of light? As you notice what those different kernels of light might be, how does that change your story? What I want you to do is tell yourself the story of the situation again, including those little slices of light. All that before is true about how you see it, and include what else is true too, that these other facets do exist. Now, after you've told that story of the situation, the new version, the expanded version to yourself again, I want you to notice, what did you become aware of? How does that awareness support you in some way? Does it shift how you see something? Does it shift how you see yourself? You might notice that an old pattern that's familiar to you is being applied to this situation, and the pattern may not have worked out so well in the past. Is there something else that you can do to shift the pattern? Now, I want to end this by saying, this is not about looking at life through rose-colored glasses. I'm not being a Pollyanna. It is about looking at situations through the widest possible lens so we can see all the aspects of what might be real and true about them, and to hold that there's more than just the darkness in any particular situation. There are aspects of it or of us that are sources of light and support that can help us get through a situation with, at minimum, greater ease and less of our energy and effort. Thanks for taking the time with me today as we explore seeds to support greater fulfillment in all aspects of your relationships with yourself, with others, with work, and even with life itself.
Thank you for listening to Clarity. Clarity is produced by myself, Karen Staworky, and John Nolan. It was recorded and engineered by John Nolan at Honeybee Hill Studios. Interested in learning more? Check out my website, sparkpartnersllc.com, to read more of my writing and sign up for my newsletter with information about future webinars and speaking engagements. Thank you for following your curiosity. I hope you continue exploring, learning, and expanding how you see yourself in the world.